This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, guys.
Thank you. Insignificant birthday, 39 years old. Not a big birthday person, but I appreciate you.
It is not insignificant. You know what it signals? This is the last year in your 30s.
That's true.
Next year is 40.
How depressing.
No, it's not. I can tell you, I'm 40. Oh, it's not.
That was an accidental insult. I love you.
Thanks. But I want to ask you something because last year, one of my good friends turned 42 and or 40 also. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me leading up to 40, she had realized there was a lot of things that she hadn't done. And so she came up with her own bucket list of things she has to do before she turns 40. Now, as you head towards a zero birthday, is there anything that you really want to accomplish, like a bucket list for your birthday?
Date a supermodel.
Anything that's reasonable that you could accomplish.
Do you know what? I think, and I'm nervous to say this because I know you'll probably make it happen. So I want to be sure that I want to do this before I say it. But I'm just going to say it.
Tell me.
Skydiving.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Of course you can.
100%.
I've got a little bit of a fear of heights, but so many people have done it, including you, that I have FOMO about not doing it, and I've always said I want to do it before 40. But now I'm a little nervous. I'm getting nervous as we speak.
Oh, and you know what's funny? There's a name that pops in to my head, and he calls all the time. I don't personally know him.
Oh, God.
Bob in San Dimas calls a lot about his skydiving adventures. Hopefully he's listening right now. If you are, give us a call.
No, do not call us.
We also have some connections with the Leapfrogs. That's who I got to skydive with. So we're going to make that happen. 100% we're making it happen. We got a year to do this. You're jumping out of a plane,
buddy. I'm terrified, but I almost feel obligated. What is the first moment when you look down 15,000 feet? Is it terrifying?
I don't know. I closed my eyes, and I was strapped to a very attractive man.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll go anywhere with you, even out of a plane.
Did you have something on your bucket list before you turned 40?
Not really. Mine was just more so I wanted to start traveling more.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I am a creature of habit, so I tend to go to the same places over and over. So that's like for my 40th, we did Solvang. I'd been talking about it forever and I was like, no, we're gonna make it happen. So I think that was kind of my bucket list item.
I like a 40 bucket list before 40 bucket list. I hadn't thought of that and it got my mind ticking.
Yeah. Did you have anything on your birthday bucket list? Something that you wanted to accomplish before a big birthday?
888-431-3764. Text or call. Let's hear it. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Last year in my 30s, Kelly, there's two things I want to accomplish before 40, but only one's realistic.
Okay.
Dating a supermodel, not realistic.
No.
Skydiving.
That one we can make happen.
Very nervous because I know you're going
to
do it.
And there definitely seems to be a trend with this birthday bucket list. It's like very adrenaline-filled things that people want to do. Like the 562 says, my birthday bucket list, to dive in a cage with great white sharks.
That would be the most thrilling, scary. I don't know how to. I know some people that have done that in South Africa, and they said they couldn't sleep for like 2 weeks after. It was incredible.
That seems like you're tempting fate. That's a little too close.
Those sharks' jaws can definitely open up that cage, I think. 951, I want to travel to all 7 continents before 50. I'm 45 and I've done 5.
Ooh, what
pretty
do you do?
Good.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Right.
How much money are you getting? 909 says, I've always wanted to run with the bulls in Spain, but I've never had the money to go. My birthday is coming up in June, and it just so happens that there's a similar event in Scottsdale this May. So I'll be running with the bulls in Arizona in 2 months.
You know people die doing that?
Oh, yeah, get gored?
It's crazy. They get gored by the bulls.
I didn't know that they did that in Arizona.
I didn't know they did it in America, period. I'm just learning that. Now, don't your mind's ticking again.
I'm not
doing that.
I know you can tell I'm thinking, but what I'm thinking is, like, they should totally tie that into the waste management that happens. because those people are so hammered, I don't think they'd realize if they got gored by a bull.
Can you? That's actually a fantastic idea. Can you imagine the liability issues? Everyone at Waste Management is completely hammered, and you sacrifice them to the bulls. It's sacrificing. It's not even letting them run with it. They'll try and fight the bulls.
Probably the saddest birthday bucket list that just came in from the 951. Says the only thing on my bucket list is not to die. Okay.
It's not funny.
Well, I guess it's the same for the 562, too, if you're swimming with sharks.